As 2012 Farm Bill negotiations are still in their infancy, National Cotton Council Chairman Eddie Smith had the opportunity to testify before the House Agriculture Committee Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management.
It emphasized that a stable farm policy is essential for U.S. cotton industry, and that sound farm policy should provide an effective financial safety net for producers while abiding by U.S. trade policy commitments.
In summarizing 08 farm law key aspects, Smith says that the council continues to support that law's cotton program components.
That is, the marketing loan and direct and countercyclical payments. Each component serves a distinct purpose that is beneficial to U.S. farmers and to the entire industry.
However, Smith also pointed out that the 2008 Farm Bill made historical changes to the payment limitations and program eligibility.
Limitations were made that were more restricted by eliminating the three-entity rule, applying direct attributions, and the adjusted gross income test was substantially tightened. The USDA went well beyond the statute by modifying actively engaged rules, complicating spouse eligibility, and requiring producers to authorize the IRS to release information to USDA in implementing key payment eligibility provisions. These statutory changes, combined with overzealous regulations, have pushed us to the brink, and we will strongly oppose any further restrictions.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.